Welcome back to The Merchant's Way. And we've been discussing a lot of wall paintings and their purpose and all that sort of thing. So we'll continue on the vein. But you know, I had a thought and I want to share this with you. I'm the inheritor of many godchildren. I had to actually put a stop to it because it was just, I said to all the parents, if you want me to do a good job, and I'm not just talking about godchildren in name, I'm talking about hands-on godchildren. Every facet of their little lives I'm involved with. And I feel very privileged about that. Now, one of my goddaughters, you know, I remember when she came into this painted chamber and I was explaining to her about these wall paintings. Now, sadly, she's now in Arizona. Her mother's American, her father's English. But when she first went there, not long after, I say not long after, maybe a year later. Now, she would have been about 12. And they visited Canyon de Chelly. And obviously they spent a day there and she saw the wall paintings there and everything. And her father sent me an email saying, oh, Kaylee's so excited because we went to Canyon de Chelly and I'm not going to tell you too much about it. I want her to tell you about it. And that's because she encountered wall paintings. And of course, she'd had this introduction to wall paintings from her godfather here. Now, that's the sort of thing that, you know, I'm sure I've explained to you most of what we're doing here. It's because I care passionately for the little people and when the next generation, because I think we've let them down and we are still letting them down. This business of when I see large coaches of school children going to these enormous weather edifices or museums or whatever, and look, I don't want to berate. Yes, they go through, and I know they have to go through dates and things of kings and queens and all of that. But, you know, I had that too as a child, and I'm not sure how much it did, but that's an open question. But when you think that you've affected a person's life, a little person's life like that, that she's gone there, she's left England, the green fields of England, and she's now in Arizona. And she's seeing things that have been introduced to her. They don't look the same, but they are the same thing. Well, the messages being left and recognition and all of those things we talk about, recognition, the sociology of doing this, the architectural, and now talk about natural architecture, Canyon de Chelly. I mean, there are probably people watching this from Arizona, who knows it? I mean, they make us look diminutive. The enormous expanse. But all of that is wonderful. But for me personally, what I got from that was that my little goddaughter thought immediately of her godfather who'd introduced her to these. And when you do that with little ones, you never know what tomorrow they could be our conservators. They could be our teachers. They could be our professors. Because we're handing them the baton, really. That's all we're doing, handing them the baton. And so this is why this is so terribly important. Now, if it's one thing we're not here, and I hope not, and look, if you ever think we are, pull me up, because I don't ever want to be seen as being mean. If I know of a place that I think you should visit, because I was so taken by going there, I will tell you about it. I'm not one of these places that they think, oh, don't mention anyone else, don't talk about them, only talk about Ellis Manor House. That's not us. What we're about, we want to share. It's wall painting that comes first. That's what we're talking about. We want to get as many of you interested in wall paintings, because like I say, in England, on the continent, it's much bigger. You know, it used to be thought that we didn't have anything in England to compare with the continent. That's not correct. We are slightly different in the subject matter, and also we are more outline than theirs are solidly painted. But then again, there is something magical about the English wall paintings. And yet we're not totally, because you know it was Sir Nicholas Pevsner when he visited Lincolnshire. This is back in the late 30s, early 40s. Now, for those who don't know of Sir Nicholas Pevsner, he was a Russian Jew being persecuted in Russia. He left Russia, went to Germany, equally persecuted. He came to England and he was embraced. He's the man we have to thank for all these listed buildings. He took it upon himself. It was his mission. He went around the country listing, grading buildings. So today, when I was young, what we had was grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. It has somewhat changed now, and I can't make sense out of why it's changed, because it's still the same thing. What we now have is grade 2, grade 2 star, and grade 1. Now, basically, all of these buildings, you've probably caught me out that I've lost my train of thought in talking about honesty. I will be honest. If I do, I do. And so, because none of this, all of this, what I do is very free flow. And I want it to be. I don't want it to, you know, be scholarly. I want it to permeate naturally. And so these are some of the things. Now, what I will share with you, and that's what I've got my train of thought back, and thank you for staying with it. If you've not seen, and we'll do a close-up and show this to you, this is a cave painting, some of our earliest cave paintings known to us. Cave of Forgotten Dreams. And this was shot by Werner Herzog, wonderful photographer, cinematographer. I actually tried one time to get Werner to come and shoot all this. I never actually spoke to the great man. I spoke with his brother. And we ended up having quite a lengthy conversation and it was a fun communication. But he did say to me, he said, look, you know, all of our jobs, we take so long to mount these and to do. And it's not that they do things repeatedly like they've done this. Next time they could be doing something completely different, because that's how they earn their living, they're filmmakers. And that's fine. But if you've not seen Cave of Forgotten Dreams, I strongly recommend it. And I'm sure Werner will be damn pleased that here I am brandishing, advertising, marketing his work. But no, you should see it, because, you know, that's a cave. Chevet Cave, by the way, in France, which they've closed off now because the amount of people that were going there, it was becoming damaging to the cave paintings. They've now built another cave, which is what they're using. So it's not the real thing, but at least it'll keep this safe for generations to come. So look, this has been fun, and I hope it's been fun for you too. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you on our next voyage. Good sailing.